And so, Jared, you started this project with your brother Jacob in 2009, I believe?
Yeah, my brother Jacob and my youngest brother, is Jacob, my middle brother Jareb as well. Jacob and I sort of first started it, sort of writing music and playing a lot of covers and weird stuff, and then sort of, you know, in and out for a couple of years, and then in 2011 we actually decided to make it into a band where we got another guy on drums and another guitar player, actually. We started as a five-piece.
So this group is kind of an eclectic mix. You know, what were you guys listening to growing up, you and your brothers?
My brothers and I all really like Jimi Hendrix, probably the biggest influence that all three of us share directly. Pink Floyd, lots of stuff like that. I think that's the stuff we all really like, is a lot of classic rock, like some of the bluesier stuff and some progressive stuff too, like Yes. Yeah, stuff like that.
So then one might ask, you know, how did you end up picking up the saxophone?
Oh, I really, I always liked the saxophone. Just, I always wanted to play it. So I started on clarinet when I was in fourth grade because we had one of those and didn't have any saxophones. And then in seventh grade, I was able to switch, and it's sort of, haven't looked back since.
But, you know, you didn't pick up a guitar or drums, or you said saxophone.
Yeah, saxophone was always the thing. I did do 1 year of violin because my dad thought, well, you know, you can read music that way, and which I guess is fine. I haven't touched a violin since. But yeah, I always wanted to play sax. So yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of stories like that where people say, I haven't touched a violin since.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard at least three musicians say that before.
Oh yeah.
There's something there. But, you know, talking about your sound, it has this jazz structure. A couple of your members, I know, have jazz training, including yourself or both of you?
Training is
a loose term.
Yeah, none of us, neither my brothers nor myself nor Will have gone to school for music performance or theory.
I dabbled in jazz band in high school. I was in the jazz band in high school, and I like wanted to learn a lot about jazz drumming and stuff. So I, you know, playing in jazz band in high school and just listening to a lot of jazz growing up was kind of my only real training, I guess you could say.
Yeah, same with me. I can tell you the specific moment was there used to be he's actually an alumnus of Western Michigan named Sean Wallace. They call him Thunder Wallace. He came with his jazz quartet to Lenoir's, where I graduated my freshman year of high school. And he played, and I really, really liked it. And my band director, who was friends with him, was like, you should take lessons with him. So that's when I started actually listening to jazz and paying attention to it and learning how to do it. But yeah, mostly self-taught in terms of that. I took lessons, obviously, private lessons. But after high school, I've just been studying, you know, with asking questions and listening to a lot of different things. So that's all of our deal.
Yeah, but you have this sound that ends up being a little bit funk, a little bit rock, some hip-hop, some other things in there. I might even go so far to say psychedelic, maybe.
Oh, totally.
But it's in this jazz structure.
Yeah.
You know, why did you guys decide that this is how you wanted to do it?
I end up, the way that it sort of works is I play a couple other instruments as well. And the way it sort of works is I write the song, and whatever my brain sort of comes up with, I bring to the band and say, what do we do with this? And they go, okay, this is what we do with it. So within that, the music I like to play is, like, so the way that jazz works differently from, like, pop or funk or R&B a lot of the times is instead of, like, this song has, you know, a verse, verse, chorus, verse, bridge, or whatever, oftentimes it'll have what we call a form. So it's like it's got an A part and a B part, but it's going to be like, oh, that's the 16-bar form that just repeats, and then maybe there's an extra part here or there. So that's the kind of music I like to play because it lends to improvisation, and as a result, that's sort of the way I tend to write. We do stick parts in more so than like a traditional jazz standard type thing, but yeah, like that's just the way that I've been playing music and like to play music, so that's kind of the way I write it.
How do you feel about it?
I think that, like Jared was saying, he kind of comes to the group with his song ideas that usually is written on guitar. And then he just, you know, throws it out there and plays it for us. And then we all kind of take it and digest it in our own way. And then it's my responsibility as a drummer to come up with a drum beat for it. And so it's going to have my own personal influences, which is more rock leaning, more funk leaning, kind of hip hop leaning as well. But so it's going to have that coming from the drum side. And, you know, now we have we recently got a new guitar player earlier on this year.
And
At the end of last year?
And a new bassist. So,
yeah. So with Andrew coming in on guitar, I mean, he's actually was a jazz cat here at Western. So he's coming in, you know, full guns blazing with the jazz style. But before that, when Jared was in the group, he was coming at it more rock and roll. And Jacob was all over the place in the best way, but he was coming from it a different perspective. So I feel like when we approach it as if it's like a jazz tune, and then it just takes on this whole new life because of our own personal influences coming from different areas.
And that's sort of the trick too. Like, I like to write for the band that I have now, but I put all the guys in my band, like I did play with my brothers for years. They were in the band from, you know, from 2011 to 2017. So they put in their time there, but not because they were my brothers. They also are both really good. Jacob is a bassist and Jared's a guitar player. They're both really, really good musicians and some of my favorite guys on those instruments. So the whole idea, like, I don't like writing parts, as it were, like, which is, again, that comes back to that whole idea of like having a form and lending for improvisation. I don't like writing parts necessarily. Sometimes I do, but more or less I just want to come up with a chord structure and then let everybody else do what they will with it, because it's always going to work better.
You mentioned Andrew and how he brings a little bit more of that jazz to the band. You know, talk about Matt. What does he bring now that he's in the group?
Oh, man, Matt Milo. So Matt was sort of the obvious perfect choice when Jacob decided he was going to leave, because, A, Matt and Jacob have worked together. They've done lessons with each other. And Milo brings a lot of energetic alteration. He's super laid back. Jacob can play very...
Demonstratively.
Jacob gets, you know, there were moments in time where Jacob would be like the deepest, fattest pocket that you've ever heard in your life. And then sometimes you would have a mood and it would be a bass solo. And that's okay. It was sort of a fun part of it. Like
maybe it wasn't time for the bass solo yet,
right?
You know,
we like unpredictability to a degree. But Milo brings this. He really wants the bass to sound like a bass guitar all the time, and really like digs in deep and does a lot of really just, he puts the notes exactly where they're supposed to be and feels really good all the time. I couldn't ask for anything else.
Yeah, he focuses really, or he pays a lot of attention to the rhythm section and being the rhythm section and really syncing up with me on drums. And it's like, I loved playing with Jacob, and Jacob is definitely one of the best bassists in this area and one of the best bassists I've ever gotten to play with. But then when Matt joined, it just really felt like I was actually being like amplified on the drums, because he was really playing with me what I'm doing on my drum parts, and then I was in turn able to play along with him as well and just really lock in as the rhythm section backbone for the group. So
he smooths everything out in a big way, in a big, big way. And we're super excited to have both he and Andrew in the band.
So Will, talk a little bit about how you came into the group.
So it was 2015.
No, it was earlier than that.
No, I believe it was 2000. I moved back into town in 2014. I'm raised in Kalamazoo and I went off to school in upstate New York at Ithaca College. So I lived in upstate New York for 5 years, and then I moved back here and immediately wanted to just link back up with old buddies who I knew played music. I did not know Jared at the time. I vaguely knew his brother Jarob through mutual friends. So I didn't really know Jared, and a friend of mine, Wallace, who I played in a band with back in high school, needed a bass player because Wallace had a bunch of tunes that he'd written. He needed a drummer and a bass player to do a one-off show. So I stepped in on bass, and then Jared was the drummer. And so we did a couple of one-off shows, and one time we needed to stretch out our set, so we all decided we were going to rotate instruments and change things up a little bit and make up some stuff on the fly. At which time I hopped onto the drums rather than the bass, and Jared realized I could play drums. And then right around that time, Bridge Band lost the drummer that they had because he moved out of town. So
it wasn't even I realized you could play drums. From my perspective, the booking agent for that club comes up and is like, the next band isn't showing up. Can you guys do another half hour? And I was like, I know five or six tunes. We'll just fake it. I turn around and I'm just like, this dude's a great drummer. Like, not just like, oh, this guy can play drums. Like, I was like, this is the dude that we need. Like, we need this guy. Because we had a fella named Dane McLaren playing with us. He was our fourth drummer. We've gone through a lot of drummers. But Dane moved to Detroit. So, and Dane was a great drummer. But man, like, Will was, like, everything I wanted in drums was just right there. I turned around and I was like, this is the guy. This Will's just, I can't speak highly enough. Will's great.
So yeah, and that's how we ended up, I ended up landing a spot in Bridge Band. And at that time there was a full horn section.
Oh my God, yeah.
Nick Kunstman was playing with us, our friend, and Leonard Duke was playing as well. So we had a full horn section, and then one thing led to another, kind of morphed down to just the four piece, and yeah, we've been going with that ever since.
Nick moved out of town, and Leonard's focusing. We all have too many bands. Leonard's in a group called the Loose Cannons, Duke and the Loose Cannons. They play around. I think they're playing in Arcadia in a couple weeks, provided that the water gets drained in time.
And you're in a different group as well, aren't you?
Yes, I play, actually, Jarob, former guitarist, for Bridge Band, now plays with me in a band called Temporary Arrangement.
And what are they like?
That's rock more roll. Rock and roll. Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Indie rock, garage rock. We're very much into a lot of, we have a lot of punk influence and stuff like that. Not to say that we are a punk band, but we get a lot of influence from the punk scene. So
me and the rest of their biggest fans, because I am one of their biggest fans, we just call them guitar hooligans. They uphold the tradition of classic guitar hooliganry.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this new album coming out. This is, I think, only the second?
Yeah,
album?
This is our second one. So hopefully we weren't jumping the gun, calling it Apogee, but yeah. This is, we're putting this out. So both of our physical releases have been on tape. I like tapes. I've liked tapes for a long time. Our first one was called Territories, and it came out on Already Dead Tapes and Records, which is a label that has ownership in five cities, but it started in Kalamazoo. And we were super happy with that. But they didn't have the room to get us out this year, so we approached our friends in Iowa at Personal Archive Records, and they're putting it out. The tapes are coming out, and I'm excited about it. Recording wise, we did this last March, I think. We did the recordings, so everyone on the record is that lineup with me and my two younger brothers and Will. We have one guest appearance, which I'm excited about. Our friend Tom Eldred lends his Hammond organ to one track,
and he's from the Mainstays.
He's in the Mainstays, yeah. Okay. Tom. So, just to give you a little bit more insight, Tom and I used to be in a band called Marble Garden. That would have been 10 years ago now. And then after that, he played organ with my brothers and I, as well as our friend Leonard Duke's son James. He was our drummer years ago in a group called the Lunch Ladies, which I guess is the spiritual predecessor, or yeah, to this band. What a dumb band name. But it's all original material. We've got five tracks on it, although for people that stick around on the last track, there's some secret goodies. But it's all original this time. Biggest difference from our last record is I sing a couple tunes on this one. So
we came at the we approached the recording process different for this record too. Last time we did at we recorded at Broadside Production with Mike Roach and I love his studio space. We still do a lot of temporary arrangement stuff there. But we did, we all got in the live room together and basically recorded live, all in the same room. Whereas this time around we were set up at, what's the name of the
Sunspot.
Place? Sunspot Record, Studios. And,
Mike Shore.
Yeah, Mike Shore is the engineer there, and he did a great job. And we really isolated our instruments for that one, so we had the drums in its own ISO booth, and we had the guitar amps in their own space, so that we could really just go for a bit cleaner of an approach on the recording process this time. And I mean, I like both albums how they sound. It's just different, and there's a million ways to experiment when you're in a recording studio, so you might as well keep trying them all out, you know.
In fact, we were just talking about our next project, because you can never sit still for too long.
Yeah.
And the next one we're going to do even a completely different way, I think. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're super excited. I'm really happy with this music. I think these recordings show a lot of maturation from our first record, and then the stuff we're playing even now shows maturation from that. So.
Yeah.
In what way can you kind of fill that out for me?
Well, vocals for one. I actually decided to put words to some of these tunes, which is hard. If you've never done it, I don't recommend it. It's hard. But otherwise, I feel like we all. So Will was coming in, stepping in to replace another drummer. And as a result, some of this music was sort of, I don't want to say left over, but was developed with somebody else writing the parts. So that doesn't really lend as much to the process that we were talking about earlier, because, you know, somebody else wrote the drum parts. And while there is some room to move around, I can definitely tell that this new batch, the Apogee stuff, will definitely played his own parts for all these tunes, which I'm really excited about. Like, it just feels a lot more, to me, organic. And also I feel like, you know, everybody gets better all the time, hopefully. So just by nature of that, I think we all just are, we're better players from year to year. So.
Yeah, definitely. I would say that for me, it was just the fact that I felt more comfortable with the group, because it was just, I had been there for so much longer. I mean, when we did the first album, was I even there for a year yet before we did that?
I think you joined in mid-July of 2015.
Yeah.
And then we did was it January of 2016?
I believe so. Yeah, it was early 2016. Yeah. So, yeah, just, like when we did those first tracks and I just joined the band, I felt like I was trying to fit in with something that already existed, whereas then when we moved on to Apogee, it was tunes that I was involved with the actual writing process, so it just felt a little more organic. And also my drumming had, I think, improved over time, as it should hopefully for any musician. You should always keep getting better, and I feel like I have. So definitely felt really great doing that, throwing Apogee together. So
looking forward, our next batch of tunes are all stuff that we've written since the new guys have been in,
yeah,
pretty much, except for one tune.
Part.
But
yeah.
Do you have a kind of a date set for that?
I'm in soft discussions. We just so Andrew Saliba is in another group called Lush. I don't know if you've probably checked them out. They're awesome.
We interviewed them 2 months ago.
Oh yeah.
Something like that.
Those guys are great. I still kind of can't. I can't believe any of these guys are playing with me, but, like, man, Andrew is so good. They did a project back a couple months ago called Insight Unsought. That might have been what you interviewed them for. But Insight Unsought was they had digital artists do sort of equalizer videos that played on a projector, while they had two painters live paint during the sets, while they had a full horn section and a couple strings as well accompany their five-piece, and wrote all original compositions that Andrew had penned. And so it was this big thing. And then they videotaped that. The video recorded that. So last night was the debut of the video of the debut of the suite that Andrew Saliba had written for Lush. And that took place at a local studio here that I talked to him. They're friends of mine who happened to be on the studio. And we're talking about bringing our next batch there and doing it in front of a live audience rather than, you know, hiding away. Which also means we can't mess it up. No reshoots.
Well, yeah, that seems like something really different for you guys, and that would be really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be super fun.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to go back to something that you said about writing lyrics being hard.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to kind of break out of the instrumental?
Because words are important, and they matter, and they have meanings. And I like to write words. I write a lot of poems and just applying. And actually, I've written songs for other bands as well. But just like, I guess the big challenge for me was taking the music that I write for this band and trying to fit vocal melodies over the top is interesting. It's different. And then making words that make sense and also fit thematically with the music, or maybe don't fit thematically with the music, depending. Sometimes you have really happy sounding tunes and sad lyrics, or vice versa. So, with this stuff, I feel like everything fits pretty good.
You kind of briefly touched upon the fact that apogee, if other people don't know, means sort of the pinnacle.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something like that. Do you think that this is kind of the height of the band, or at the time did you think that, or where does that come from?
There's two things. I like dumb jokes that only I get. And
he really does.
I really do. there's a lot of it all to me. It all comes with, like, I knew that when we recorded it, I had an idea that Jarrod would be leaving the band, but we weren't sure, and we definitely knew that Jacob was leaving the band because he's going to medical school. So to me, it was, okay, this is the last time I'll be able to maybe ever record with both of my brothers on a record. It's like, I'm super lucky that I have gotten to spend 6 years playing with them. Even luckier that I got to record two records with my brothers. But the reality is, as we all move in different directions, this might never happen again. So to me, that was... This is definitely the apogee for that group. Obviously, the group is different now. We have two new players that I'm super excited to work with. The other thing, and this is the dumb joke that only I get, Jarrod's in on it too, and now Jacob will remember. But when me and my brothers were growing up, there was a video game company called Apogee that produced a couple of computer games that we all played a lot. So that was where I first got the name. And then,
so it's nostalgia, kind of with your brothers. And
exactly.
I get it.
Commander Keen was the big one. Apogee. It and Apogee, yeah. So
you said that, was it Jacob that's going to medical school?
He is.
Jarrod, is he doing some musical projects, or what is he up to?
Jarrod works for the Calmsey Piano Company, so that takes up a lot of his free time. And then obviously he has his other paid job, but then he's focusing a lot on temporary arrangement with Will. So Jarrod likes to do one thing really well. He doesn't like to spread out his energy. So he put in his time. He was in the band for 6 years or whatever it was. So we'll let him slide.
And then I think that we should mention that you are the co-owner of Selner Brothers Music as well.
That's true. I do have two little brothers that we named it after. Jacob, hopefully, is working there right now. He was supposed to come in. But yeah, we're just over on, we were on Vine Street. Now we're down on Cedar next to Papa Pete's. We're actually in the Encore magazine building. So... we're downstairs from them, and we love being there. But we do repairs, lessons. We do sales on instruments, strings, accessories, that sort of thing.
Are you the only owner, and you just named it Selner Brothers Music? Do you co-own it?
I'm the only owner because my brothers didn't want any trouble They didn't want the headache, which is fine. But they both help out a lot. Like I said, Jacob fills in for me and teaches bass lessons. And Jarob, for a while, Jarob was getting a lot of our best product. He would go around with a lot of cash, buy things, and we'd resell them there. So they both have had big parts in especially getting it started, but continuing it running. But I'm the one that deals with all the headaches and hassles of actually operating the business.
Well, you know, you talked a little bit about possible kind of live album or live event of some sort.
Yeah.
You know, what else is next for you guys?
Well, we are we're booked for a couple different festivals this summer, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say them yet. Because the official lists haven't gone up,
so stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the Bridge Band info. But we're going to be playing a lot. We've got the day before our show, we're playing up in Grand Haven. We've got some dates. Final Gravity Brewing, I think we're on in June.
Yes, June 1st,
I think. Final Gravity here in town, the new tap house that just opened up, and stuff like that. So we'll be playing as much as we possibly can between, like I said, all the other things that we've got going on. Will's in 2 projects. I'm in 3 or 4 projects. Andrew's in 3 or 4 projects, and so is Milo. So we're all super busy, but I think we're just going to try and get this tape out and then roll the momentum forward as fast and as hard as we can.
And this album is available online as well?
Right now, Dirty Dan is available to stream for free infinitely and also to pre-order. I believe it's $5 on our website at bridge-band.com. It just goes to our Bandcamp. You can pre-order it, and then it'll go live Saturday night, and you'll get all the tracks that you've pre-ordered. But I think our label, Personal Archives Records, if you go to their website, you can order that tape, and he's doing a deal where he will do all. He put out 3 tapes this week or this month, and all 3 of them for $10, which is a really, really sweet deal. Mm-hmm. So now I think at least one of those records is Experimental Noise, so which I love, but so there is that. But yeah, we're on there. I think we have our first records are on all the normal places, Spotify and Google Play and iTunes, even Tidal, I think, and YouTube
even
and all
Tidal.
That.
Even Tidal, Jay-Z accepted us.
Jay-Z took us on.
Yeah.
And then this record will be as well as soon as it comes out. So.
All right. Well, I'm sure that everyone will be excited to hear it. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.